Good morning. This is just an introduction to Herb's third talk. And he is covering lesson number 5. In this talk, he speaks a great deal about divine will versus human will. And I was reminded, listening to his talk, of the scripture that says, the wages of sin is death. Now that sounds like a threat, doesn't it? And in my younger years, I took it that way. I took it to mean I'd better be a good boy, because the wages of sin are death. So the wages of having a good time and having a party, the wages of that are death. So I'd better straighten up and fly right and be good. Of course, that was all wrong. What Paul meant, if it was Paul that said it, was that the wages of sin, what you get from living in human will, is death. If you live as a human being, if you live in human consciousness only, well, we all know that that comes to an end. And so you have to experience death. But if you live by divine will, if you have the conscious awareness, the consciousness of divine will, divine presence, then the wages are eternal life. But not as a human. We will not live eternally as a human being. We must put off the human being and put on immortality. And so, to discover what divine will is for you, and then to act on that, to live that, or if you prefer, to allow that to live you, that is what we're here for this time around. Now, Herb said he received some reports from students about a strange and wonderful progress. And I have to admit that I have received the same kind of reports from some of you. And, of course, we won't go into that here, but we will say that there is a strange and wonderful progress being made by our group. Later in this talk, he says, well, he quotes the scripture that says, all flesh is grass. Now, that again, if you go to the Sunday school and listen to the preacher, he'll probably tell you that flesh is grass. All flesh is grass. So anything you're doing for the flesh has got to be a bad thing, right? It's got to be of the devil. However, if you can step out of that flesh, first in your meditation and then with eyes open, when you learn how to step out of that flesh and into your divine self, divine will be done where you are. Now, I happened to notice the other day that the basic textbook for Alcoholics Anonymous called The Big Book has a paragraph in there that says, that we had to turn our will and our life over to the care of God, and that He provides what we need if we keep close to Him and perform His will. So there is a segment of humanity trying to live by divine will. I'm not saying that they're a complete success. I'm saying that's what they're aiming for. And we should be aiming for that too. In our meditation, we can listen for that still small voice. We can be receptive to receive an impartation from the divine mouth, the Word of God. We can receive that. And the Word of God is the will of God. And so if you receive Him, He will give you eternal life. He will give you a life that is eternal, that never dies. And at this point, you may not know what that is. But that's okay. You will find out. As you walk this road, as you walk this path, you will become more and more receptive, in tune with the divine will. You may even pray that Thy will be done, not mine. And then you'll see it. You'll see it working in your life. You'll see it moving things around. An invisible hand, an invisible presence going before you, making the crooked places straight, going and preparing a place for you, even sometimes a parking space. Some days you hit every light and it's green. When you find yourself in synchronicity, in harmony, you know that that hand has touched you. And we all can learn to live in the divine flow, the divine will. And that's what lesson 5 is. Learning to step out of flesh and live in divine will. So I will leave you now to listen to Herb's talk. You have a fairly good idea now what you're going to hear. And God bless.